Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com. Also, don't forget to stream us on your smart speakers. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Rock 107, WIRX. And guess what? It's that simple. It's that easy. I wonder if I might have kicked my... Oh, my God, I did kick mine on. I yelled loud enough.
Dude, I'm telling you.
For my smart speaker to pick me up.
I was here in the basement the other night and said something similar to what you just said. And the damn thing started playing up in my living room. I'm like, are you serious?
It's super simple. You literally just have to do that and it'll play. I just showed you how to do it. It's simple. Also, don't forget to check us out online. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up?
6:37. Let's get right to it. Your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, Tommy Lee says the Motley Crue summer stadium tour with Def Leppard and Poison is still on. Lee spoke with Billboard a week ago and said, quote, everything's still a go. We're all in constant communication. Nikki and I have been in several production meetings. You're taking multiple stadiums, so it's like two kids at a candy store putting together something people are going to walk away saying, are you kidding me? That's our mission right now, and it's definitely headed in that direction. Lee did admit that the coronavirus crisis made him put his new solo album, Andro, on the back burner until summer. He added that staying home has given him time to write songs and that it, quote, it's forced me a little more inward, which is cool. The stadium tour is scheduled to kick off June 18th in Jacksonville, Florida.
Hey, real quick, going back to your first story there, what was the date on that? Did it say?
What?
The date for the concert or whatever.
Well, the tour kicks off on June 18th.
So they're still planning on that.
Yeah, they're still planning on it. That's the, so the overall stadium tour, the Poison and Joan Jett and I believe and Def Leppard they're still planning on it on June 18th.
So answer me this. So they're planning on doing concerts like that, but like in the sports world they're planning on doing it but without fans. I mean, obviously, you can't do anything without fans if you're a rock star.
So right now, it probably will change. June 18th is very...
See, here's the thing. Here's what I'm thinking. If they said everybody, even if the president came out, was like, everybody's fine. Go ahead. Go on. Just go back to normal. Even on June 18th, people are still going to be like, no, that's weird. I still feel it. You know what I'm saying?
I remember I was just reading this not too long ago. It was one of our prep sites, and a survey was done, and 70% of people said they still wouldn't feel comfortable going to a large social gathering or wouldn't go until they got a vaccine for this, which that's why I don't know if – I mean, maybe they're trying to stay positive and everything, but I don't think a June 18th rollout for this concert is a good idea. I really don't.
Yeah, that's just it's too hopeful. They should definitely have a backup plan. You know, yeah, I mean, right. I know they do.
And maybe I'm sure there's a lot of insurance involved or maybe as they can, you know, so people can still get paid or what happened, you know, but kind of like Wimbledon there. But so we'll see. Maybe it'll happen. Who knows? Maybe by the end of May, they'll be like, yeah, we're fine. We're good to go. But it's too early to tell, I think, at this point. So, all right, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
I have two of them. The first one is just for you and I because we love this. On this day in 1989, Fine Young Cannibals went number one with She Drives Me Crazy. She drives me crazy. Crazy. Like no one else. I love that song. Anyway.
She drives me crazy.
Even my dad the other day, when I was playing that song the other day, my dad was like, I really like that song. It's a good song.
Everyone loves that song.
My dad's just like he listens to Merle Haggard. That's all he listens to. But I throw that song on and he's like, that Nelly. That Nelly for some reason.
Of course. Why? Everyone loves Nelly and everyone loves Fine Young Cannibals. She drives me crazy. but really, on this day, 1965, Linda Perry, best known as lead singer of Four Non Blondes, was born in Springfield, Massachusetts. Obviously, they had the big hit, What's Up? You know that, hey, hey, yeah, hey, hey, yeah, yeah. I say, hey,
hey,
what's going on? Great song. Just at like a quintessential 90s song.
All right, I always thought that was Alanis Morissette for some reason.
Did you? And kind of same vocals. Kind of same you know? Vocals. Yeah, Linda Perry's got some pipes, man.
She all does. Right.
Well, there you go. That's what happened in your rock history and your rock news, as always, brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it. Brock and Hunter.